The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, brought to you by Alum Creek RV and Marine, also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today. It is Veterans Day, so I want to send out a thank you to all of our veterans for their past, current, and future service. I imagine there are some parades going on today, at least I hope so. Yesterday, we were at H.H. Gregg for the Sunny 95 Kids Touch a Truck Fest. I want to thank all the folks that stopped in to my rolling studio and, introduced yourselves and said hi, and thank you for that. It was a wonderful event. We had a great, great time. Just a huge turnout. Now, because I have a guest in the studio today with me, it's probably not going to be until next week that I read the answer to your questions on the air. Now, you might remember that people that submitted questions to be read on the air were put into a drawing. And if I read your question on the air, you'll be in for a drawing to receive an in-office Zoom tooth whitening procedure. That's almost an $800 value. And so be sure to tune in next week to see if you're the winner, okay? Now, today in the studio with me, I have Kendra O'Reilly. And Kendra graduated from The Ohio State University with a bachelor's degree in science in dental hygiene. She has been a practicing dental hygienist for 11 years. She enjoys lecturing and consulting to help get the word out that if you want to deliver the best dental care, you have to start with the best foundation. She believes strongly that this foundation is the overall health of the patient sitting in the chair. Kendra has attended and trained at the Las Vegas Institute for Advanced Dental Studies. The knowledge she gained there in respect to the temporomandibular joint and sleep dentistry completely intrigued her. The training made her realize that dentistry was no longer about the tooth, but the whole human being sitting in her dental chair. Since then, she's been on a mission to teach dentists, hygienists, and assistants to look at the overall well-being of the complete individual sitting in their dental chairs and to do what is right for the patient based on their overall health care needs. She lectures that if you do the correct procedures and for the right reasons, you will be rewarded. She teaches how to use advanced technology to help and analyze and treat TMJ disorders, sleep apnea, periodontal disease, implantology, and to bill these medically. She explains to her audience that when an office takes the time to medically bill for their patients' treatments, such as cone beam imaging, TMJ disorders, sleep apnea, periodontal issues, and implants, the compliance rate increases for treatment. This makes both the dentist and the patients happier. Currently, she is the owner of Assist for Dentist LLC, a dental consulting company, and under this company, she will also run Assist to Succeed of Columbus Dental Assisting School, opening for its first class at the beginning of January 2013. Kendra's goal is to create the best dental assistants that Columbus has to offer so they, too, can help educate their patients and motivate them with their health beyond the tooth and mouth. Good morning, Kendra. Thank you for getting up and being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
as I was reading your bio, it's like, you know, I agree with all this. This is neat stuff because I have been trained in sleep apnea. I've been trained in the entire patient and doing the right thing for the patient. My motto has always been, if you take good care of people, the money will take care of itself.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep.
But you have to think of the whole person because you can't just do tooth dentistry anymore. Maybe you never could, but people did it. Some still do. And so, in fact, yesterday at Touch a Truck, I had a patient come up to me and she has these terrible headaches when she wakes up and she wanted to know what she needed. Well, you probably know. I looked in her mouth and she had signs of wear.
Uh-huh.
She's wearing her teeth down and it's TMJ disorder. I told her we can treat it within about 4 to 6 weeks. We can have her fixed up. But she said, but it just happened and I've been grinding my teeth forever. And I said, well, it's kind of like you were getting a headache last hour, but you didn't know it until that one moment in time where, oh, I have a headache. You know, it's working,
right,
working into your life. Okay. So let's get back to Assist to Succeed. Why did you choose to train folks to become dental assistants? Why not medical assisting? Why not nurses' aides?
I feel that these days dentistry has so much to offer. We see the patients 2 times a year, if not more, in the office. And what better profession to be able to sit down and really have the time to review the health history and see signs and symptoms in a different part of the body start to appear, the mouth. When you can start connecting the dots of what's going on with their health history and what you see in the mouth, and you have that time to explain to them what could potentially be going on, you have the opportunity to not just give them a better smile, but to change their life physically, emotionally, and mentally.
Yeah. You know, this lady yesterday, she couldn't chew hard food at the time because she would get the little Charlie horse in her muscles of mastication when she would try to eat. So she's at a point where she can't even eat right now. And she even pointed out, I'm not a big person. She was kind of a little skinny little thing, and she can't afford to go without eating for very long.
Yeah, and that's interesting because there are some dental practices out there that wouldn't know what to do. And even if you can identify those signs and talk to them about what's going on and have someone to refer them to, you're doing a better service for your patient. You don't have to necessarily be that dental practice that knows how to treat it, but know where to send them to get help.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Very good point. Now, you've opened up this school. It's going to be for dental assistants. And what qualities do you think are important that a dental assistant possess?
I want to see someone that has leadership skills, someone that's excited to go to work and wants to learn every day, wants to learn something new. They're not just showing up to work to get a paycheck. I want to see great communicators and individuals with confidence because they're the ones that are going to go in and really excel with the patients in the chair. You have to develop a relationship with those patients and really like them and love your job and let it show in order for them to be comfortable in the chair.
Yeah. You know what? I made a list of ones and you added to that. I put down kindness.
Absolutely.
Caring.
Absolutely.
Compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Because people, let's face it, people, I don't know if you noticed this, but people don't really like going to the dentist.
Right. Not their favorite place in the world, is it?
In fact, yesterday a gentleman came up to me and he says, I hate dentists. I said, no, you don't. You just don't like going to dentists.
Right. It's that word.
Reliability.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. You've got to be there on time. You've got to be willing to stay late. Sometimes if it happens, you're there for the community, for the patient that's in the door. You can't just show up for that paycheck. If you go there and you do things for the right reasons, the paycheck will follow. And if you excel while you're there and you show these qualities, you're the one that's going to get that raise or that possible bonus. Or so
exactly.
Put yourself on the line and go all out.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. You covered punctuality, professionalism, detail oriented.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they have to, you know, if I ask somebody to get me a Hollenbeck Carver, they shouldn't come back with a Clio discoid.
Right. And, you know, they have to have... They have to be willing to change. The dental office, you can be ready for a procedure, and in the middle of that procedure, it can change.
Oh, my goodness. That is so important. I'm so glad you brought that up. Can you say that again? Because that is the biggest bugaboo with a lot of dental assistants is, I already set up the room for an amalgam, and now we're going to do a composite, or I already set up the room for a root canal, now we're going to do an extraction.
Yeah.
It's like, really sorry, but the patient, we can't save this tooth. It has to come out. Or the patient decided they wanted the root canal instead of the extraction.
Right. It is what it is. You have to be willing to change. And that, if you get the right mindset, that's what's so exhilarating about dentistry is it's always a challenge. You never know what's going to happen next. You might be ready for one thing, but part of what makes it exciting is it could change. And you have to be willing to go with that flow and change too.
Yes, 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 yes. Listen to what she said. Okay. All right. Now, what would you say would be the typical profile of someone considering becoming a dental assistant, which, of course, is someone that's considering attending Assist to Succeed? I mean, is your typical student a single mom? Are they high school graduates, folks who got their GED? Are they currently working at a fast food restaurant for minimum wage and want more? What's the average age of a new student? Are you ever too old to learn how to become a dental assistant? I realize that's 8 questions all at once, and we can address them one at a time, but... You know, just kind of give me a sense and give our audience a sense of, especially if you're listening, maybe you're one of these people and you didn't even know it.
Absolutely. I would say the dental assistant student I'm looking for is all of the above that you just said. You, to get into my school, you have to have a GED or a high school diploma. You can be fresh out of high school and come into my school. You can be the person working at McDonald's that just, made that one wrong decision in life and you want an education. You just can't afford to stop working to get that education. It's Saturday courses, so you still have the opportunity to work during the week to be able to afford living in life and still earn that education. I'm looking for anyone and everyone. High school age, I'm looking for 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds. I'm looking for that stay-at-home mom that would like to, that knows she's ready to get an education, but she can't during the week because she's at home with her children taking care of them. But maybe the husband's home on the Saturday and can watch the children for her so that she can go to earn an education and begin working.
Now, tell me, I think maybe we need to back up because we're talking to folks who maybe don't know what a dental assistant does, so they can't decide if they want to be one. So a lot of people don't know the difference between a dental assistant and a dental hygienist and a dental laboratory technician. And although I've done a show that covered all of the different, you know, jobs that you'll find in a dental office, the receptionist, the office manager, all of that, I think there's still a big confusion out there. So let's talk about, what do dental assistants do? How is it different from a hygienist? So if someone's in their car right now driving, listening to us talk, and they might say, you know what, I didn't realize that. Maybe I do want to be a dental assistant. So go ahead and give me the skinny on that, or the big explanation if you want.
Okay. So a dental hygienist, they are individuals that go to school for a minimum of 2 years and earn an associate degree, or 4 years for a bachelor's degree. And they literally go in and they're the ones that clean your teeth. What a dental assistant does is she or he is literally the right-hand man or woman, if you will, of the
Unless
dentist.
Your dentist is left-handed, then they're the
yes.
left-hand
man. Exactly. So the dental assistant is the one that is typically with you in the dental operatory when the dentist is working on you. These dental assistants handing the instruments to the dentist, going in and out of the room, getting what they might need. They have the room prepared and set up. With a dental assistant, you can go to a 6-month program. You could do a 1-year, 2-year program, 10-week accelerated program like I'm offering. You can come in off the streets and be trained to be a dental assistant. There's really no...
And what do you mean by that is a dentist could train them?
Yeah. If a dentist likes you and your attitude and they'd like to have you in their office, you can come in and they can train you on the spot as you're going. So okay. Dentistry is such a fast-paced industry anymore, though, that to have some kind of knowledge before going in is going to be a definite plus.
Right.
I find that when you are a dental assistant, as long as you're excelling at what you're doing and what you're hired for, you know, you don't necessarily get a higher pay because you have a higher education or because you've gone to school more. Some dentists might hire on and pay according to that. But from what I see, if you're a good assistant and you know what you're doing and you put yourself out there, you're going to get that pay as well. So dental assistants will sterilize dental instruments, work with patients to make them comfortable in the dental chair and prepare them for the treatment procedures that are going to be performed, prepare the work area for patient treatment. They take x-rays, process x-rays, work with patients on billing and payment. So there's a variety of what they can do. A lot of times it depends on what the dentist, you know, feels comfortable with them doing. But they're not the ones that clean the teeth, and they're not the ones necessarily drilling the teeth. But they're there. They're helping that dentist out and guiding them the whole way.
Right. And when we come back, I'm going to talk a little more about how important I consider a dental assistant to me.
Great.
And with the different procedures. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko and Kendra O'Reilly, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Do you wear complete or partial dentures? Are you tired of having to take your teeth out at night? Or how about having to take them out at the doctor's office or in the hospital? Pretty embarrassing, isn't it? Heck, they've already taken away your clothes, and then they take away your teeth, too. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to having teeth that don't come out of your mouth? Well, you can. Here at Dr. Kvitko Metnis & Associates, we can place implants and cement fixed bridges on top to give you a smile that never comes out. You'll never look or feel toothless again. Think what that can do for your self-esteem. And you'll never have to worry about a metal clasp showing or your dentures falling out with a big sneeze. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Ketsamo Fidentally Speaking, ma Dr. Kvitko, ma Sony 95, marhaba bikum.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. In the studio with me is Kinder O'Reilly, and Kinder O'Reilly is the owner of Assist to Succeed, a brand new dental assisting school starting January of 2013. In fact, you could be in the very first class, which would be kind of neat because you'd be able to say, I was in the first class. Okay, now, we're talking about dental assisting and how important a dental assistant is to a dentist. And I said before the break, I want to let folks know just how important I consider my dental assistants. I also want to mention, backtrack just slightly, you will never be bored, at least at my office. Now, I can't say that about every office, I don't know, but with all of these different procedures, I mean, if you're stuck in a job right now that it seems mundane, it just seems repetitive. And by the way, I wanted to mention, my wife and I actually worked at McDonald's when I was a senior in dental school to be able to afford my first office. So take nothing away from people that work at McDonald's, because I did, and it's certainly serves a purpose. It's great, teaches people a lot of those things we talked about: reliability, punctuality, you know, working hard. Because if you work, by the way, I don't think you can be an owner of a McDonald's franchise unless you've worked at every one of those jobs. I think they make it a requirement. So, but if you want something different, if you want a different atmosphere, becoming a dental assistant is a great, great, great thing to do. I couldn't work without my dental assistant. It's almost impossible. And, you know, Friday, I was going to be a day where I did errands, and I wound up at the office with one emergency toothache and one scheduling emergency, if you will. Patient wasn't in pain, but if we didn't see her that day, we weren't going to be able to see her for 2 weeks, and we'd run out of time. And one of my dental assistants came in to help me, and we worked from first thing in the morning until I had to leave for my own appointment in the afternoon. Without her, I couldn't have done it. Just could not have done it. The dental assistants, I will have to say, almost are revered more than the dentists, because people relate to them. Mm-hmm. And when the dentist leaves the room, what does the patient do? Turn to the dental assistant and say, what do you think?
Absolutely.
You know? And when it comes to color, selecting a shade for dentures, porcelain veneers, those kinds of things, it's the same thing. And I ask my dental assistants, what do you like here? Do you like B1? Do you like O2O? And if you want to feel respected, appreciated by a lot of folks, and know that you've made a change in somebody's life, a dental assistant is a great job. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree. To add to what you said, there's definitely no boundaries to who can be a dental assistant. It doesn't matter where you are now. If you want to make something bigger and better of your life and you want to help people, this is a great opportunity for you. It helps you make more money. You get wonderful benefits. It's just endless.
We have a 401k. We have the defined benefit plan. We have health insurance available.
Dentistry.
the dentistry is almost always included with a cap, you know. And what's funny is I've had a lot of dental assistants who came to me, and soon after coming, they started bringing their kids, not because it was free, but because they saw that the care was different, was a little bit more thorough, better, we'd like to think. Could you describe a couple of typical young women or men? Because don't forget, there are men that are dental assistants
as well. Great ones.
Who you have seen become dental assistants, and how that career enabled them to either have a better life, change their life. You have a couple examples?
I do. I've worked with individuals that some came in as a dental assistant from schooling, and some literally the dentist hired off of the street from a different job and trained them on the job. And you see how they grow as a person. They become more confident in themselves because they have people that are looking up to them. And as you said, looking at them for answers. Should I do this? Do I trust the dentist? They grow because they're growing in the field. They learn how to take x-rays. They learn how to take impressions. They see how the dentist really relies on them. Mm-hmm. And that gives them confidence.
Something else I forgot to mention is coronal polishing and sealants are something that are available to them with a little more training.
Right.
Yeah.
And with my school, you will be able to walk out and be a dental assistant. You'll know everything that you need to know to be one. You will be certified to take radiographs, and that's a must in the dental field these days. If you walk into the dental office and you can't take an x-ray, that's what every patient needs, an x-ray.
Now, you know that I taught at the dental school in the x-ray department
yes.
for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
So it's even more important to me.
Yeah. I can't see. I mean, if you're up against two other people that are interviewing at the same time, if you can't take x-rays, it's a no-brainer. You're probably not going to be chosen. So.
Yeah. I have a story. There's this girl who came to me. She interviewed, and she wasn't x-ray certified yet, wasn't trained. And I said to her, I didn't mean it to sound mean, but apparently I don't think she quite took it that way. But she told me, she said, "You told me that what good would I be to you if I couldn't take x-rays?" But she really wanted to work at my office. So she went out, she got herself trained, and she reapplied. And she came back and got the job. And she told me the story after she'd worked with me for about 6 months. I didn't even remember.
Yeah. But you know what, though? You gave her the confidence to know that assisting is what she wanted to do. And you still, it's such a great job for anyone and everyone. And currently, I'm going through the process to become certified to teach and do sealants. So
okay.
that's a benefit they'll
okay.
get at the school.
So that'll be something that will ultimately be a part of your program.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm hoping it'll be ready for the end of this first course. And I'm also in the process of trying to get the nitrous oxygen monitoring and coronal polishing. So hopefully by the end of maybe the second one, I'll have all this included. And for those in the first course that didn't get to do it, if it's not ready by then, they can come back and do it at no charge. I'll set up a date for them to come back.
Cool. Let me explain the coronal polishing and the nitrous oxide oxygen. Coronal polishing, it's the crown, the part above the gum line. Typically, if an orthodontist would remove brackets, there'd be some cement things left on the teeth, and he would ask his dental assistant to clean that off, the coronal part. And for a while, it was illegal. It had to be done by a dental hygienist. And then after several years, and I guess some lobbying, they've made that legal with special training. The nitrous oxide oxygen monitoring is laughing gas, for those of you that don't know. That's laughing gas. And you have to have somebody certified to monitor the patient. You can't just turn the gas on and leave. Somebody has to be there to make sure. And with extra training, that can be the dental assistant. Now, what special vaccinations would a person need to be a dental assistant? Before they're allowed to work in the office, they have to have certain vaccinations. What are those?
The hepatitis series, and then also the tuberculosis. These are things that, once you sign up for the school, I'll talk to you more about that. You can get these at your health department, at your actual healthcare practitioners. Just a series of shots that are going to help to keep
you said
you
a bad
safe.
Word. You said shots.
Shots.
People are afraid of shots. There could be somebody out there that says, "Oh, I'd love to be a dental assistant, but I can't stand the needle in my arm." Do you think that would actually keep them from becoming a?
It could.
Let me tell you, it doesn't. It doesn't hurt. I've had them. If you've ever had a flu shot, it's no different, right?
Right. Exactly.
It is a series of three, though.
Yes. Yep. Just keeps you safe. You never know what you're going to come in contact with. And that's why we call it universal precautions. There's a lot of people that come in that might have something that don't know. So keeping you protected is my number one goal, and also should be yours as well.
Right. Oh, definitely. But by the same token, then, because I had a girl ask me this yesterday, she's trying to start a business. She's going through a divorce. She has two children. Money is very tight. And as it turns out, the business that she's trying to start is kind of a lingerie party business.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they call those things, but it'd be a little bit like Tupperware for not Tupperware. Okay. And she said to me, my teeth are yellow. I'm missing a tooth. I have some gaps. And she's afraid it's not going to be successful if she doesn't look pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, what are your thoughts on, does a dental assistant, somebody who wants to be a dental assistant, should they be concerned? If they look in the mirror and don't see a nice smile, should they say, "I'm never going to make it in dental assisting school," or should they still sign up because that can always take care of that later?
Absolutely, they should sign up. That's something that, again, if you have the right communication and confidence and poise, you know, if the patients are going to like you and listen to you, it's what's going to motivate you to become into to get into the career. And then that can all fall later. I mean, what better career to get into if you're worried about your smile than dentistry, right?
Right.
And the smile does, it gives you confidence, but your personality and your knowledge should give you so much more.
From my perspective, just so you know, I've had people that we interviewed and they were had everything you just said, bubbly, wanted to learn, already had skills. And then in private conversation with my office manager, mm-hmm. I said something like, but we're going to have to do something about that smile.
Right.
Because they are the face of my office.
Right.
So I certainly can't have somebody sitting at my front desk who has Billy Bob teeth. And yet, if they, unless they bought them and it's just Halloween.
Yeah.
And yet, so I have to broach it with the person. I have to say to them, we'll make up a name, you know, Sue, we love everything about your resume. We think you'd be a great dental assistant. Would you be open to having your teeth corrected?
And I could have, I would imagine that she would be delighted. You know, it's, I agree with you. There is, I mean, let's face it, in this day and time, people do look at the individual sitting in front of them. And, you know, sometimes if you go more on appearance, you might be losing out on a lot. Where if you open your mind and you're willing to hire someone that might not have the best appearance, but maybe offer to help them get a better smile, or and you know what, by giving them that better smile, it's going to help them along the way, because now they're going to understand dentistry a little bit more. They've lived through it. They can communicate with the patient a little bit more about that. So
excellent point. There's
realistically,
nothing like
it helps the dentist
being able to commiserate with the patient if you've also had a veneer or you've also had a root canal. It's just, because I've had it. It's no big deal.
Right. An experience.
So again, the name of your company is Assist to Succeed of Columbus. That leads me to believe there might be one in Cleveland or Cincinnati someday. But right now it's Assist to Succeed, correct?
Columbus, yes. Right here for you guys.
Now, pretty soon we're going to be giving out Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And just so you know, people that you call in and win, you'll win free flowers from Vice Denver Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Another caller is going to win a free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine. And when I ask you to call, not yet, but when I do, the phone number is 459-9769, which is 459-WSNY. Before we give out the question, though, the lawyers need you to listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
And the question of the day is, what is the name of Kinder O'Reilly's Dental Assisting School? Is it A, Assist to Fail, B, Assist to Just Get By, or C, Assist to Succeed? The winner receives free flowers from Vice Denver Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon, and another caller will win free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine. Phone number 459-9769, that's 459-WSNY. Go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sunday 95.
It's the real thing this spring at Alum Creek RV and Marine. Their spring RV sales event is going on now with deep discounts on new and used trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes to make room for new inventory. The 2013s are here and the last of the 2012s must go. Hours have expanded, open until 8 on Tuesday and Thursday nights. Check out their specials on service, on scooters, and their RV rentals. An award winner, 40 years and going strong, Alum Creek RV and Marine, I-71 north of Columbus. Call 740-363-4068 or shop at Alum Creek RV and Marine.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right, using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month Smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Dr. Kavitko and Associates. Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. We have Anita on the line. Hi, Anita. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Anita, what do you do for a living? I'm curious.
I'm a kindergarten instructional assistant.
Well, neat.
Columbus Public.
So you already assist. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You're already an assistant, kind of. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I gave a talk to some K through fourth graders about 4 weeks ago, and so I know what you do because you're the one that makes sure they get their snack on time and get to the bathroom on time and orderly and all that stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And
now,
I help with reading is my main.
Okay,
main
with reading.
Good for you.
Do you have our answer to our question?
Yes. Can you repeat the question? Because now I forgot the answer.
What is the name of Kinder O'Reilly's Dental Assisting School? Is it A, assist to fail, B, assist to just get by, or C, assist to succeed?
C, assist to succeed.
Perfect. Excellent. All right. Hey, thank you for calling. And if you'll stay on the line, my producer will get your information so we can make sure you get the flowers delivered to your place of business this Tuesday, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Hang on, though. All right. So, Kendra, while we were at the break, you and I were talking, and you were telling me a story. And rather than, I think I'll just tell me that again. Just go ahead and tell me on the air here.
We were discussing the name of the school again, and I just want to bring attention to, it is called Assist to Succeed, because I'm trying to help you learn how to assist for a dentist, but I'm putting a little spin on the school, and I'm trying to teach you how to assist in life as well. I plan on giving out lots of little pointers on, you know, just your attitude and how it can help you succeed in life and so forth. So hopefully you'll walk away with more than just how are you going to assist a dentist, but how to take a new outlook on your own life.
So if you have a person who's, you want to speak to listeners who feel they're maybe stuck in an unfulfilling dead-end job, tell them why they should make the effort and spend the money, because there's money involved here, to become an assist to succeed student.
Absolutely. Again, you know, if you want to make a difference in someone's life and you need a new job, you want your dream job, and this sounds like something for you, there's so much in the dental world. It's the opportunity to grow. I mean, you might become an assistant and decide that you love this and you want to go back to school after you've earned enough and saved enough to be a hygienist or possibly even a dentist. There's so many different ways you can go in dentistry. You could go into the braces, the orthodontic field. You could go into pediatrics, oral surgery. It's not just going and assisting a dentist at the chair every day. You're not just sitting in the chair drilling and filling. There's so many avenues within dentistry, but the pay is good. Right now I believe the average pay for a dental assistant is almost it's about $33,500, and that's just the average. There are some that make a little less than that if they want part-time, because you can do a part-time job in dental assisting. Full-time, you know, if you're in that above average, they can make up to $47,000 a year. And as Dr. Kavitko mentioned earlier, benefits are great. You know, some offer 401k and medical insurance, and you're working for a dentist, so you get some dental benefits there. Just the opportunity for growth. It's going to be what you make of it.
Where's the school located? Where's it going to be?
It's in Dublin, Ohio. I'm very fortunate. Dr. Alvin Kalimlam at 365 West Bridge Street. It's in the Dublin Plaza Shopping Center at Emerald Smiles. Beautiful new office, great technology. I should say, when you're at the school, you're in a dental office. We're running this out of a dental office, so you're going to get a lot of hands-on experience. So you're going to know right away if this is going to create your dream job or not. I'm very fortunate. Dr. Leslie McDougall is going to come in and help me with the clinical portion to get going. So we'll do our lectures there in the morning, where you actually learn from the bookwork. There's going to be a lot of reading at home, so it's not just come in on Saturdays. This is an accelerated class. You're learning how to do something in a short amount of time. So it's going to be an intense 10 weeks, but I guarantee you that if you push and persevere through it, you're going to be a very happy person at the end.
You know, Dr. McDougall came and helped me at my Dentistry from the Heart event a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So yeah, you have a good one there.
And you just brought up another good point. I really want to teach with that whole succeeding in life part. I plan on being hopefully involved in a lot of the charitable events that you do and try to get some of the students to go through that with me and be able to help you out and give from the heart and just, you know, just a whole different life experience, be able to give back and succeed and feel good in life.
Yeah, it really is a great feeling. We had maybe three different dental assisting schools sent. They gave their students the choice of going to class, so they still actually held class, which I thought was weird, or coming to Dentistry from the Heart. But for those that didn't want to come and volunteer, they had to show up. It wasn't like a free day.
Right.
You know?
Right. One or the other.
And honestly, a couple of them towards the end, as things were kind of winding down, received some free dental care because we realized we had the resources, we had the time.
Right.
It's like, why not?
You know what? You pay it forward. You're usually rewarded.
Yeah. Yeah. And something else I found with when you give back, when you donate your time, your talents, is you just meet a lot of really nice people because it seems like it's those are the folks that are out there helping others.
When you surround yourself with nice people, it makes you just feel better. It's better than the alternative, right?
It is. And sometimes I almost feel guilty because it makes me feel so good to do it. I wonder if I'm doing it for me or for them, you know? But I've been assured that I'm doing it for the right reasons by the folks around me.
Right.
But it is, you know, it just makes you feel good to see that you've made this difference. There's nothing like getting somebody out of pain, for one.
Mm-hmm.
There's two times people want to come to the dentist. One is when they're in pain, and, you know, we're going to get them out of it. And the other, in my mind at least, is you're going to make over their smile.
Right.
The rest of the time, they could kind of take it or leave it. They do it because they have to, or they think they should be there. Now, what will your students... Okay, we talked about what a dental assistant does, and your students are going to be able to do a whole lot of things when they get out of school. Do you want to give the whole shopping list, or is it too long? How do we let them know what they're going to know?
It's probably, in all actuality, too long. I mean, they're going to be able to do what a dental assistant does. And it's literally, each week we're going to go over a different component of dentistry. One week's going to be completely focused on pediatrics. One is completely focused on oral surgery. They're going to know when they leave what their area or field of expertise, what they're drawn to most. And it may just be a general practice, which is absolutely fine. First week, we're going to go in, we're going to teach them how to sterilize instruments, how to bag them, how to pack them. They're going to get to the point where they're going to understand OSHA. They're going to be able to do a material safety data sheet. They're going to be able to do all that. They're going to learn how to make temporary crowns, how to take impressions. I want to make it fun for them. We're going to learn how to make bleaching trays, and they're going to get their own bleaching trays and bleaching gel. So they're going to get to experience a lot of what they're learning, because that's the best way to be able to talk to your patient about it and to get them, you know, to do the treatment that they might desperately need. We'll review root canals. We'll review orthodontics. They're going to see all the different instruments, all the different materials. They're going to learn from step one what you have to wear when you're in the dental office, from gloves to masks to goggles to, you know, all the way up to the end. So they'll be dressed in scrubs. We'll supply those for them.
Sounds really neat. Now, what you mentioned this earlier, and I think it was kind of neat. If a person knows, for example, due to, say, childcare issues, they're not going to be able to work full time.
Mm-hmm.
They're only going to be able to work part time. But how much work, you know, is available part-time for dental assistants? Because I know they're going to pay the same to go to the school.
Mm-hmm.
But when they get out, they may only be able to work 30 hours. They may only be able to work 20 hours. I would say their life's going to change to the point where at some point they might be able to work full-time. And so it's better to get into the school now, get a job, get part-time job. Even if it, is there such a thing as, there are subs. You can be a sub, right? Dental assisting sub.
Yep.
So kind of speak to that. Let people know how, if they're one of those maybe potential part-timers, what the realistic opportunities are out there.
So there's a couple different ways of going about it. You can be a sub if it's something that you want to start off slowly to try to decide what kind of practice you want to get your foot in the door with. You can start out as a sub and go in, and as they need someone at the last minute, you're the person they call on. So you can just go in briefly and sub. You can be a part-time assistant, and there are part-time assistants everywhere. Dentistry is changing. I see some offices that are only open 4 days a week, and that could be your part-time job. And I see some offices that are open 7 days a week. They might run actually like shifts where you come in from 7 in the morning till 1 o'clock. And it just depends on the dental office. You really have to put yourself out there, see what's being offered, because every office is different. They don't all run the same. Some are open 5 days a week, 9 to 5 every day, and those are the hours you work. It just depends on the office. But for as different as you are, there's that many different dental offices out there offering different opportunities.
Okay, now we're going to do it again later in the show, but go ahead and give me, how would people reach you, phone number, website, if they want to inquire, how do they?
Okay, my website is www.assisttosucceedofcolumbus, and you can call me at 740-602-1250, and
Is that assisttosucceed.com, ofcolumbus.com?
Yes, .com.
Okay, not .net or .org or anything.
Yep, .com.
Assisttosucceedcolumbus.com.
And then you can email me at Kendra, K-I-N-D-R-A, at assist, A-S-S-I-S-T, the number 4, dentist.com.
Okay, very good. All right, now I think it's time for a break, so let's go ahead and do that. And then when we come back, I have many, many more questions than it looks like I'm going to get to, but we'll try.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito. Make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko. Let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station, Sony 95.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I'm here in the studio with Kendra O'Reilly, who is the owner of Assist to Succeed of Columbus, which is a dental assisting school opening January of 2013. So, Kendra, let's get down to brass tacks. What's the price and what does it include?
The price is $5,995, but with it being the first course going through, everybody across the board will get $1,000 off. So $4,995.
Can I come just for the $1,000 off?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I encourage dentists in the area that are looking for dental assistance, come in, stop in, drop in, see what I'm teaching, start getting your eye on a student. I mean, it's for everybody. Come.
So 365 West Bridge Street.
365 West Bridge Street.
The actual first day is, what's the date of the first class? I know it's January.
Too quick. January 12th, I believe. If that's
okay.
Saturday.
I'll give you
time to check. One day at a time right now.
You know what? While you're checking, Sarah called in. Sarah was one of our callers, and we had some phone difficulty, and we lost your call, Sarah. So if you'll call back and give us your address, well, you're going to be the winner of the propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine, okay? So please call back, and my producer will get that address from you. Did you figure it out?
It is. It is Saturday, January 12th from 8 to 5.
So 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And there will be an hour break in there for lunch. I'll try to always keep myself on site during the lunch so that if, you know, students need help with taking x-rays or they need clarification, it's kind of like office hours. They can hunt me down. But obviously, I'll be available to them, you know, anytime they need help. What's included in that price would be the scrubs. You will get a voucher to go get yourself a pair of scrubs for the course. Eyewear, the goggles for the course. Everything. You won't. The only thing that it doesn't cover is the gas to get there. Your books will be covered. What I had to do to get the radiology taken care of for the certification, that will be covered. I really can't think of anything they're going to have to pay after they pay that $49.95.
Okay, very neat, very neat. Now, also, could you speak to men and women out there who have a son or daughter that they feel they're kind of floundering, and whom they'd like to see them have a better life?
Absolutely.
How would a mom or dad broach the subject of suggesting to their son or daughter, you know what, you might want to think about becoming a dental assistant? I mean, do you think the mom or dad ought to offer to pay for their schooling? Maybe agree to watch their grandchild, make it easier for their son or daughter to attend, assist to succeed. I mean, I'm a parent, I'm a grandparent, and after all, I think every parent wants what's best for their child,
right?
Don't you, too? So
I do. I mean, I know my husband and I have this conversation constantly. You know, we want to be able to afford our children's education because we want to see them make something of themselves. So it's going to be different for every person. It could be something where you offer to pay for it and they pay you back, but it's a no interest, you know, free type of situation opposed to doing it on a credit card. I think that with this career, it's very affordable, the $49.95. That's why I'm doing it this way, is because sometimes, I mean, in this economy, people just can't afford the education. So I want to make something affordable. You know, it could be that they pay half and then watch the grandchild, or that anything in this instance is going to be help to them, to help them be able to go through it. And by the time you get the job and you start making the money, you'll see, you can turn it around and that it can be paid back. And it's amazing the opportunity that you're possibly opening up for your child, just due to the fact that they're getting a great job oriented around people, and it could push them into something even bigger and better that they haven't even seen coming yet.
Is this something that, say, a mom or dad or grandparent who wants their child or grandchild to do this, could they put it on a credit card? Are you able to?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I mean, holidays coming up, what better gift can you give than the gift of an education?
Right, right. Anytime you can improve yourself, get a piece of paper. I think we had this conversation off the air where it says, you know, I'm qualified to do something that other people aren't, you know, and that it could be a lifeguard. It could be, you know, dental assistant. It could be physical, what do they call, not physical therapist, because that's like, you know, 3-4 years of college, but respiratory therapist, that sort of thing, you know, where you're assisting and you have to have this piece of paper that says I am qualified.
Right. You know? They will, upon graduation, and there is a graduation ceremony, they'll get a certificate that shows they are qualified to walk into a dental office and be a dental assistant. They have what it takes. It's not a certified dental assistant school. That takes several years and a very large test to pass by a board to get qualified for. But it's something that they could work up to if they want. So gives them the qualities to do a job, you know, possibly their dream job, and make some more money, provide for their family, and be around people and make a difference.
Sounds neat. And it really is neat. Now, what do you think is the most exciting thing about being a dental assistant? I know it'd probably be a different answer for different people, but what do you think is the most exciting thing?
You know, if you were to ask me, I mean,
I already did.
P- people.
It's too late, I asked.
It is. It's going to be different for everybody. It depends on what moves them.
Interacting with people is what you're saying?
Yeah. I love people, and I love making a difference in their life. I mean, I can't imagine staying at home every day. And some people, staying at home every day is it for them. But getting out, being around people, the technology, the growing field, you know, there are tons of people retiring every day. So the field needs good assistance, and people are keeping their teeth longer. They're living longer. So you're working on older individuals. It's every age, every sex, every, you know, nationality. They are all in there. You get the chance to make a difference in somebody's life.
The neatest thing for me about working with all different types of people is how cool it is to let, just makes me so much more well-rounded, makes me understand life in general, and how we are just a piece of this big puzzle.
Right.
You know, meeting people from Nigeria or learning things like, I don't know if you know this, but in Nigeria, there are only 14 first names, seven for guys and seven for women. And so I'll make something up. Let's see, Katunta might mean male child born on Tuesday. So if you're a male child born on Tuesday, that's your first name. Isn't that neat? Didn't know that, did you?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you know, that kind of stuff.
Okay. I can definitely say I'm a different person today than I was 11 years ago when I started this. And a lot of it's because of the fact of my job, the people I've been put in contact with and have been around, and it's exhilarating.
That's really neat. Now, what if a person is afraid of the dentist themselves? Do you think they would be a good candidate to become a dental assistant? Do you think they could overcome that?
Oh, absolutely. If what they're hearing is something they like, I mean, they could be the perfect person to go into a dental practice. And if they can overcome that fear and learn, you know, the basics of everything, it might help them overcome the fear. But what better person to help all those other people out that come into the dental office that are fearful? You know, I've been there. I've done it too. And I work through it. I mean, perfect person to hold that client's hand that walks through the door, your guest hand that's also scared.
Cool. And I agree. And by the way, a lot of times an orthodontist is somebody that needed a lot of orthodontics when they were a kid, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They were in the chair so much, they said, hey, this is kind of neat. Maybe I'll do this when I grow up. All right. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko, ici sur votre radio préférée on Sunny 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset, when your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and in the studio with me is Kinder O'Reilly of Assist to Succeed of Columbus, which is a dental assisting school starting January 12th, 2013. Okay, so Kinder, tell me, how do you perceive the profession of dental assisting, or I guess dentistry in general, changing in the future?
Again, as I mentioned, it's not a any kind of business that's going to go out of business. People always have a toothache. They always want their teeth cleaned. So it's definitely a secure opportunity. Because of the fact that people are keeping their teeth longer, you know, it's a business that, in my opinion, is growing. There's actually some statistics I found that showed that employment from the year of 2010 up to the year 2020, is actually dental assisting is going to grow by 31%. They are predicting that, you know, that many more people are going to need health care with the way it's changing with cosmetics and temporal mandibular joint problems and sleep apnea. There's going to be a desire and a need for dental assistance. So what a perfect time to get into the occupation.
Right.
Now.
Right. So if you're listening and we're not talking, you're not describing you, but you know of somebody that we're describing, whether it be a niece, a nephew, a friend, a coworker, that you just feel would be perfect for, you know, grabbing onto this opportunity and running with it, let them know. And the way they would reach out to Kendra, is tell us again the web address, the phone number.
Good.
Maybe somebody can write it down now if they didn't before.
The phone number is 740-602-1250, and that would put them in contact with myself. The website is www.assisttosucceedofcolumbus.com, or they could email me at Kendra, K-I-N-D-R-A, at assist for the number four, dentist.com.
Right. And remember, it's Kindra with an I, like kindred spirit or something. It's not that other. I won't even say it because I'll confuse you. Okay. Now, let's also talk about some things. Will all of their work days be wonderful?
Absolutely. As far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Now, I always say the one thing you can control in life is your attitude. So
Okay. If
you come in with that positive attitude, you're going to have a fun time.
I love that answer, because there are going to be hard days, but doesn't mean they have to be bad days.
It's what you make of it.
Mm-hmm. And what I do is I take people that other offices either would consider a challenge or maybe not even want to see, because there are offices that they, quote, dismiss the patient from the practice. And I take it as, you know what, I'm going to take this negative situation, turn it into a positive, and you get hugs and you get thank you cards and you get cookies, you know, because you've just taken this person who was, they were just having a hard time dealing with being in a dental office, and you've turned them around to, well, now they're your best friend.
Right. You know, there's going to be some patients or procedures that are more frustrating and aren't as easy as others, but And that's part of the schooling I want to teach is, you know, it's going to be how you perceive it and take of it. You can have the bad attitude, or you take it and strive and grow, and it's a learning experience for you.
So the good days are going to far outweigh the bad.
Absolutely.
And there won't be any bad days if you have the right attitude.
Exactly.
Maybe we can say that the tougher days, the tougher patient days.
And there will be some, so.
What's the deadline for signing up for this first class?
There really is none. As long as you are signed up by the first day, I would take applicants up to January 11th.
But the class size is limited.
The class size is limited. I would like to have 10, than 14 the first time.
So in a way, the sooner they call, the better, because
if
you're only going to take 14
right.
and they're the 15th caller, now they have to wait.
Yeah. And I can, you know what, you can go on the waiting list for the next class that'll start in March.
Right.
So.
And you will be developing waiting lists and getting that all situated.
Yes. It'll be going all year round, several different classes.
This may not be a fair question. Maybe you haven't figured it out yet. I'm going to ask it anyway. What happens if a student starts taking classes, but they have health issues that cause them to miss several of the sessions? Obviously, if they've missed several classes, they can't finish on time. They can't graduate with their class. Would they be allowed to pick up in the next session where they left off, or would they have to start over?
They would. And if you go to the website, there is an option you can click on that has a student handbook. And it's been set up. The State Board of Career Colleges, they actually have guidelines that have to be followed. So the student would have the opportunity to either decide to pull themselves out of class and get a refund.
Okay.
Or they can pull themselves out and then go back, you know, start kind of where they finished, maybe at a discounted rate. I understand health issues will happen. And, you know, there are kind of strict policies as far as attendance set by the board that are in that for you to review as well. But as I said, I'll have office hours, and I'm always more than willing to come in and help. I understand that things happen. It's life. And if I have to come in and tutor you through a class you missed to help you stay caught up, I would love to.
Oh, that's neat to hear. So one option is you'll actually help them get back on track.
Yes.
And then there's a point, though, where they might have missed too many, and then it's right. just a matter of, okay, well, you'll withdraw now, and then you'll pick up later.
Right, which would be the better opportunity for them anyways. They're putting the money into it. They want to get what they pay for.
Okay.
So I want to give them that opportunity.
Sounds neat. We're out of time. Anything, any last parting thought?
No, I just, if you're interested, I hope to hear from you. I want to help make a difference in your life and put you into, you know, help you explore different options of your life and what you can do.
So. Okay, Kendra. Well, thank you so much. Your enthusiasm is infectious. I appreciate you being my guest on my show.
Thank you for having me.
And good luck, and we'll probably talk again. Take care now. Thank you for listening. Tune in every Sunday morning at 8.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.